you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report. Auditor has chosen to look into how Los Angeles is using its taxpayer dollars on solutions to homelessness. A storm-damaged beach in Orange County reopens after a 2-month closure. And a UCLA program welcomes historically underserved community college students to envision themselves there.
They were saying, like, you know, this place was made by people like us, you know, so if you don't feel like you belong, like you do.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A federal judge has chosen an auditor to look in the city of LA's spending on solutions to homelessness. LAist's McKenna Sievertson has the latest.
U.S. District Court Judge David O. Carter has tasked Alvarez and Marsal with a sweeping audit of LA's homeless services and spending. The global consulting firm told the court they'd be able to complete the audit in about 20 weeks. Their original price was between $2.8 and $4.2 million, but the LA City Council approved a budget that was at least several hundred thousand dollars short. Alvarez and Marsal have committed to staying within the council's cap, even if it means they're doing some pro bono work. The audit is the result of an ongoing, years-long lawsuit filed by a downtown business group against the city and county over its lack of progress on addressing homelessness. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
A state audit has found that California, meanwhile, spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness over the last 5 years. The audit also found that the state did not consistently track the outcomes or effectiveness of its programs. The report released yesterday attempts to assess how effective the state and its cities have been as they spend billions of dollars to help people get into shelters and homes. For example, even though funding has been continuous, the California Interagency Council on Homelessness stopped tracking data related to five initiatives back in 2021. Lawmakers created that council in 2017, and it has only issued one report since. Los Angeles County supervisors have approved spending $25 million to settle a deputy shooting case. It involves Isaias Cervantes, a 28-year-old Cudahy man with autism who was shot and wounded during a mental health crisis. In 2021, his family called for help. There was a struggle as deputies tried to handcuff the man, and one of the deputies shot him. Austin Dove is one of the family attorneys.
The damage, as you can all expect, was unimaginable for the family to have a child with special needs who's now then been paralyzed from the chest below.
Cervantes is also deaf. County authorities did not comment on the settlement. The sheriff's department did an internal review and found the deputies did not violate policy. In South Orange County, San Onofre State Beach reopened this week after a 2-month-long closure. LAist reporter Yusra Farazan has this update.
Surfers once again have access to the iconic beach. Storms and a broken drainage pipe washed away the dirt road, which allows beachgoers to park on the sand. California State Parks and Camp Pendleton undertook the repair work. The future of San Onofre is still in jeopardy, though. A lease between California State Parks and the Navy, which owns the beach, is set to expire on August 31st. For LA's 89.3, I'm Yusra Farazan.
Coming up, how a 4-year university in LA is helping students at 2-year colleges make the leap.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Only about 1 in 3 community college students who aims to earn a bachelor's degree manages to transfer to a university. A program at UCLA aims to change that. LAist's Julia Barajas reports it enlists students who've been historically underserved.
Marilyn Martinez signed up for the Scholars Program when she was a student at Pasadena City College. The staff helped her with applications and financial aid, and they made sure she felt welcome. On a campus tour, she learned that the bricks at Royce Hall were made in East LA by Mexican laborers.
They were saying, like, you know, this place was made by people like us, you know? So if you don't feel like you belong, like you do.
Martinez graduated from UCLA in 2022. Today, she worked for the same program that helped her. I'm Julia Barajas.
It is spring and allergy season, a perfect time to deep clean your living spaces. How to LA's Erica Washington has some tips to get started.
The first tip is to start small.
Do it section area by area and not try to tackle it all in a one Saturday where you're going to just get your Saturday completely destroyed by cleaning.
That's Nancy Mehta, one of the owners of a Molly Mae cleaning franchise here in LA. She says you'll feel just as accomplished cleaning your home office as the kitchen. Another tip is to use a microfiber towel and just a little water to trap the dust, which can be full of allergens like pollen and pet dander. If it's been a while, Nancy recommends using a combo of dish soap, vinegar, and water to get rid of stubborn dust. I'm Erica Washington.
If you're looking for more cleaning tips, such as where to recycle your old clothes, check out laest.com/howtola. And I'll leave you with some music news. Beyonce has made history once again. Her Cowboy Carter album is number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart. This makes her the first Black woman ever to top that chart. It's also her eighth number one landing on the Billboard 200 chart. You can expect sunshine throughout the day, temperatures in the mid-70s to mid-80s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at laest.com or listen live anytime on the LAest app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAest's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laest.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.